It's Thursday morning, and we're back with Business of the Week, talking with Sarah Middleton. She is the Executive Director of the Eagle Grove Chamber of Commerce. Sarah, let's talk about the upcoming Wright County Fair, and that starts the first part of July, just a couple of weeks away.
Yes.
What do you have planned? What is the chamber? How is the chamber involved in the fair?
So, yes, it starts July 6th. That's a Wednesday, and the chamber helps with the parade. I mean, the fair manager, Tricia, is just amazing. And so she does nearly all of the heavy lifting. We basically kind of go around and make sure people line up right. And then we have our lemonade stand, which kicks off right after the fair parade on Wednesday and runs through the entire week of the fair, rest of the week of the fair. You can find it. It's the little yellow shed near the free stage area. And we hand squeeze and shake your lemonade right there. You can watch us do it. People just love it. And the lemonade is delicious. And it's such a fun way to get awareness for a business or community group. And also, it does help the chamber raise money so that we can go out and do more cool things in Eagle Grove.
Cool is cool.
You bet.
Well, we want it to be extremely hot then. So
yes.
Your lemonade sales will be through the roof.
Yep.
Record year.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. And then so the fair, you know, all of these activities, whether it's the fair or the chamber, there is a lead organizer and then there are several people, small armies that volunteer their time to get these things done. How are you doing on volunteers?
We could always use more volunteers, and it's more fun with more volunteers. And, you know, like they say, many hands make light work. We love to have volunteers around. One of my main driving values as chamber director has been to make it fun. Like anything that is just like a terrible job, I will do because I'm paid staff. The volunteering, I promise you, if you don't have a good time, we'll fix it. And so we're always looking for volunteers and we're always looking for membership. And, you know, becoming a chamber member, don't think you have to be just a business or don't think that you can't afford it, that it's some exorbitant amount of money. It is very reasonably priced. It's based on the size of the company, how many employees that you have. We can also work with folks, you know, to we have quarterly payments and stuff. So if you're thinking that you can't afford to be a chamber member or you don't have time or it's too much work, get a hold of us because it's actually not any of those things. It's a, you know, reasonable price. You know that you help the community. There's volunteer opportunities everywhere. We are grateful for every single one of our members and volunteers.
I'm going to put you on the spot. What's your favorite thing about being the director of the chamber?
I love our events. I really do. Event planning is something that I just have a blast with. There's so many moving parts and, you know, there's nothing more satisfying that, you know, you're sitting. I remember my first year as chamber director, I was waiting for the band to clean up after the concert, and I was sitting on the step out front of the chamber, and it was a 23-hour work day for me, and I just remember thinking, I have never been so satisfied by the work that I've done in my entire life. There's just a level of accomplishment when an event goes off well, people come to you and say they've had a great time. You know that, you know, your businesses and organizations have been seen, and maybe the chamber even makes a little money to do more cool stuff. It's just very satisfying.
Well, like I said earlier, cool is cool.
You bet.
Well, tomorrow is going to be a very busy day for you, and I'm glad that you're going to join us early in the morning because your first activity starts, what, at 10 o'clock for Summerfest?
On Saturday, it does. On Friday, we don't get started till about 4 p.m., but right. I will be running around getting, you know, all the sort of behind-the-scene things ready. So,
sure.
Yes, if you have extra coffee tomorrow, that would be lovely.
Sarah Middleton is the Executive Director of the Eagle Grove Chamber of Commerce, and this has been Business of the Week. Thanks for joining us here on 97.7 The Bolt.